Welcome back to the Tyson James podcast. Now, I mean, I got an insert that I want y'all to listen to from my man, Eric Thomas. Now, I mean, this is specifically for a lot of men out there running around playing games. Y'all 25, 30, 40 years old. Listen, man, check this out. I want y'all to hear what my man got to say, and then I'm going to get into it after that. So go ahead, check this insert out, and I'm going to be back right on the other side.
Gratification, that base childhood boy stuff. Listen to me. The stuff you was dealing with when you was 18, 19, 20, like that sexual stuff, you grown now. You 40 years old. Get some control now. You a grown man. You ain't no kid no more. You can't be tossed and driven. You got kids now. You got kids, bruh. You still sleeping around? You got kids. You still not getting up and going to work? You got kids now. You got people looking up to you. If you wanted to play when you were single, cool. But now you done brought somebody into this world. And as a pastor, I hate when people all of a sudden now, they want to get a divorce. Y'all got kids now. You should have got a divorce before y'all had kids. Why you gonna bring somebody into this complicated mess?
My man, he really had a lot to say right there. Now, I mean, a lot of niggas can't get to where they want to go in life sincerely because they got a girl, they got a wife, they got kids, and they run around lying and cheating on their wife and their kids. So what type of person you think that is? Somebody that can't be truthful to their girl, deceiving their kids, deceiving their family. Look, and I get it. I'm a man myself. I have a penis myself. But, you know, we supposed to be men. The men that we say we are, you know, we having problems. You know, why can't we be upfront with that? Now, we talking about the sexual stuff. I mean, you got your wife, you got your kids, you got your girl. And, you know, I did a podcast on this earlier in the year. HIV, syphilis, herpes, all these transmitted sexual diseases is up. You niggas running around here sticking y'all dick in anything, thinking it's all fun and games. But what happens when you stick your dick in a wrong hole and you bring that shit back to your family? How you gonna feel about that? Now, I mean, this is just something that you should consider. Now, I mean, there's other things that you could do. Now, I mean, talk to your girl. Let her know what's really going on with you. Now, I mean, be authentic. Let her know, listen, you gotta do this a little bit more. I like this a little different type of way or whatever. But why you want to put your family at risk? Why you want to put your own personal success at risk? Why you want to put your own health at risk? Running around here, you can't control yourself. You know, you 25, 30, 40, even 50-year-old niggas can't even control their own self. Now, I mean, they see a girl or whatever, the first thing they thinking about is sex. They can't control themselves, but immediate gratification. They thinking about busting that nut. All right, what come after that nut? Maybe you get a bitch pregnant. Maybe you got to go down to the clinic. Now, I mean, then how your family looking at you after that? So, you know, this is going to be a short episode. Now, I mean, it's not going to be long because it's straight to the point. I mean, you niggas really got to stop putting y'all families at risk. You really got to stop putting yourself at risk. You a grown ass man now. Have some self-control. Now, I mean, jerk off. Now, I mean, don't have yourself out there like that. Don't put your family in jeopardy. Now, I mean, I know a lot of married niggas that got kids outside their marriage. And they ain't going to never have no money because them girls got them on child support. So now you got to take care of the house that your wife live in. Then you got this other girl and this other child that you got to pay child support for. Your wife looking at you all crazy all the time. She don't trust you. What kind of relationship is that? What type of family structure is that when there's no trust? Now, I mean, you have breached the trust. Now, I mean, so you wondering why she got an attitude. Why she looking at you funny? Why she want to go through your phone? Why she calling you all the time while you out? It's because you have breached the trust. Now, I mean, the reason why she's screaming and yelling and doing all that stuff at you is your fault. You niggas got to take accountability for the shit that y'all do. and stop trying to manipulate y'all girls, trying to make it seem like it's her fault somehow, some way. No, nigga, it's you. And if you like that, know what I mean, and you want to be with another girl, man up. Tell your girl, listen, babe, I still got a thing for other girls. You niggas won't say that. But you niggas are running around talking about how alpha you are and how strong you are, but you living in fear. You can't even be truthful with your girl. Man, you niggas is crazy, man. Word is life. So if you know a compulsive cheater out there, please make sure you share. Now, I mean, they need to hear this. Maybe they ain't never think about the consequences or the risk involved by sticking their dick in all these girls. HIV is up. Syphilis is up. Herpes is up. Sexually transmitted diseases are just up in general. Now, I mean, people still running around here fucking and sucking, being very careless. Not only is they catching diseases, they having babies being put on child support. Then they crying when they look at their check at the end of the week and it ain't nothing in there. So please, just a word to the wise, man. Protect yourself. Get off that immediate gratification stuff. You know, if you too hard up, jerk the fuck off. Nah, man, that's that, man. This is Tyson James Podcast, man. I'm out of here, man. Keep your dick in your pants, bro.